Aaron Davis here with Microcast number 9. Today I'm reflect a little bit on being involved in, and I guess not being involved in the Engage MOOC that's currently running. I signed up to MOOC quite a while ago, and I had all intentions to get heavily involved, but I don't know, just as the nature of MOOCs, I probably haven't been as engaged and as I may have liked. And it's left me thinking, if it was important, would I have made the time and all of that? Work has been a little busy and I had to balance, what I'm doing with my other time. I must admit, I've made the effort to do quite a few of the readings. And so it's not necessarily that side of things. The webinars kind of clash, not being, being in a different sort of zone and just balancing everything in regards to life. So I haven't necessarily had that opportunity. And to be honest, I've kind of moved away from Twitter, not getting off Twitter, but rather being more mindful of participating in Twitter, and so more syndicating to that space rather than posting directly there. And I guess that raises it, it's left me thinking, well, what does it mean to be connected, and what is connected educator? And it can be easy to sort of highlight the positives. And it was interesting reading back through some of the tasks and the questions and so forth. And the suggestion, one of the points made was that, all that matters is the connections. It's not necessarily the space itself, which is a positive, but the connections that we make and so forth. And for so long, I was sort of on that. I remember a few years ago running a session which was basically made up of the voices of others contributing, what it means to be in a village for them. And I've participated in projects like that as well myself, particularly with Alan Levine, who is the master of such things. But of late, I kind of wondered more and more about, my position within all of this. I've kind of taken to the assemblage theory and actor theory and so forth. And it's really led to me considering my part in the play. And wondering whether, how much of what I get to say is due to my own privilege and so forth. And also, what do other people get to say and not get to say, or what rights are they given and so forth? I'm sure I'd still share out as much, but I've kind of become more mindful of it, heading down the indie web sort of path, wondering about other alternatives. Although it was interesting listening to Chris Gilead talk about the fact that you can't necessarily escape it, and one person's revolt is not going to change the systemic nature of a lot of these problems. And that also leaves me wondering, what is the answer? And I guess that's why I'm interested in saying, like, the indie web movement approach, because it's not just me, it's a whole community. And, I see hope there. But I also wondered, coming into the MOOC, whether I really had a place at the table. you know, I'm always reminded about my engagement with Rhizo 13, and I think I just went in head first, and I probably didn't think about it as much time. I just jumped in, and yet there's a part of me now that it's not that I'm more aware, but maybe I am. I'm not sure. I'm not sure how I really explain that. So I've read, I've thought about it, and you know, I'm left more aware, I guess, now, if we're going to stick with that, maybe the structural context that I'm a part of, you know, where I work, the sort of opportunities that afforded me due to my, you know, life situation and so forth, due to my background, due to where I live, due to my gender. And so maybe that's a failure, but you know, maybe there is a power lurking, and I think that it's left me thinking about that as well.